Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visits Judea and Samaria. That's the headline. Winky Madad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Mike Pompeo came into Israel to visit with the prime minister, but at the same time he went up into the area of Judea and Samaria, which is referred to by many as the West Bank. Is not this the very first time a Secretary of State has visited a Jewish settlement in that area?
Well, Jimmy, I would have to say I think so. Of course, you and I know that Ramallah, for example, is also technically in Judea and Samaria, and we've had some Secretaries of State visit Mr. Arafat and Mr. Abbas. But if you talk about a Jewish location, then yes, actually it was a commercial and industrial center called the Gate of Benjamin, or the Gate to Benjamin, just outside of Pesachot. He happens to be personal friends with people involved in the winery, and he came for a short visit.
That is an outstanding statement by Mike Pompeo, and therefore the United States of America, as to how the Trump administration stands with the Jewish settlers, many of them out there in Judea and Samaria. It's a blessing to you living there in Shiloh, is it not?
Of course it is, Jimmy. I would have to agree with you. I managed to get a look at the picture that was taken of the, I think you call it the guest book, you know, where guests leave some of their thoughts upon coming into an institution or an event. I'm paraphrasing, but he said it was a blessing to be in the land of Judea and Samaria, and he hopes that he won't be the last Secretary of State to come to visit the region. Since, Jimmy, you and I know that many of our audience, of course, happen to be of the Christian faith, anybody reading the New Testament or the Bible or the Scriptures, well, those are the names of this land, Judea and Samaria. It appears both in the Old and the New Testament. And so Mike Pompeo was just making sure he knew exactly where he was.
Winky Madad with the details on the visit to Judea and Samaria by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Judea and Samaria is a very controversial piece of real estate. Many refer to this area as the West Bank, which is a derogatory term for the Jewish people. After the Six-Day War in 1967, religious Jews started to move into the area to build their homes, raise their families, and start their businesses. Now, almost 700,000 Jews live in the land that God promised to give them. That's Ezekiel chapters 34 and 37. Mike Pompeo's visit confirmed God's word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...